cry and cry.
This is kind of a peppy tune, don't you think? And Hank Williams.
Though there's a new book out called Is This Your Man? It features real men telling real stories about how they play, manipulate, and deceive women.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin Tate is on the line, the author of this book. Are women going to be throwing stuff at their radios right now?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you mentioned in the book there are several types of men that women should avoid dating. But women like those bad boys. Can I tell you, as a former dater of a bad boy,
mm-hmm.
it's exciting and exhilarating when you date a bad boy, but then when you want to get married, you are so not looking at that bad boy.
Absolutely. You know, I always say the man you're looking for at 18 should be a completely different man that you're looking for in your 30s. So if your list at 18 is the same at 30, then you probably got a problem.
So, Colin, why do women go through that stage where they think that's a good idea to date the bad boy? What's in it for them?
You know, it's the same thing with us guys. I think we all go through that phase where women think the bad boy is exciting and exhilarating. Same thing with guys where they think women who are, you know, dressed a certain way or very, very aggressive. You know, it takes a little bit of time before we realize that's not what we want. And a lot of us, you know, guys who women thought were hot in high school, you ask them, if they look back on it now, they always say, well, what the hell was I thinking?
Right, right. So in talking with these men, the guys that you interviewed for Is This Your Man, did you find the majority of them did, as Wendy said, play women, manipulate women, deceive women? Was that the common thread?
Well, the thing that made the book interesting was that men aren't just that black and white as just players. Each man had their own particular manipulation and objective. So one man may want to play you just because of the sex. Another man may want to play you just because he needs somebody to help take care of him. And another man may just be abusive. So it just, and that's why I wrote the book, because I realized that when relationship coaches were giving advice, they're giving it from their own perspective, which is fine. But men are not all created equal. So what I decided to do was I need to figure out which men women are dating that are frustrated with, and then go to the men themselves and figure out exactly why they keep attracting these women and why these men keep attracting the women in their life as well.
Colin Tate on the line with us, and the book is called Is This Your Man? You mentioned six types of men that women should avoid. I'm going to try and guess. I have not read the book yet. I'm married, although I do want to look at it. There's the total package. I just want to guess. This is a guy who looks like he's got it all going on. Great job, great hair, dresses well, nice car. Is that the total package?
Oh, absolutely. And what makes the total package interesting is that what you may consider your total package is different from, let's say, my wife's total package, which it better be me.
Sure.
So the total package is right. He's the man that fits 90% of the things you're looking for. Great looks, great sex, great body. And he's the man that you find yourself doing more for him that you wouldn't do for any other man. He's the one you kind of lose yourself over.
Because you think he's the prize.
Oh, absolutely. And he knows he thinks he's the prize.
What a cad.
Did you meet this guy, Wendy? At some point, you dated the guy that was this,
no,
right?
No, I've never dated a total package.
Oh,
I married one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sort of.
nice play.
Thank you. All right, the online player. I have no idea what this is. Somebody who does the hookup sites or something, maybe looking for a date?
Well, here's the thing. What most women aren't aware of is men aren't as confident as approaching women cold turkey as you may think. Yes, he may be confident at the bars when he has that liquid courage in his system, but
yeah.
A lot of women see men stare at them at the grocery store, stare at them at the gas station, because every man, I don't care if it's Colin Tate or Brad Pitt, at some point every man has had a woman cut him down like he was a homeless man off the street, and it's not a fun experience. So the online player can approach all these beautiful women without experiencing any of the rejection. And so that's what makes him so deadly.
There's the CEO. Of course, that's someone who is, you know,
a power monger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we can identify him. That I can imagine.
Well, the CEO is a little bit different. He represents a man that is very controlling. He is verbally, sometimes physically, and financially abusive. So his goal is to present that he is the most perfect man in the world. He wants to isolate you from your support system, get you to quit your job, get you to, leave your family. He wants to act as if I can take care of your needs, but that's all a sign of control. And once he pulls you away, that's where the real monster comes out.
How long into a relationship, Colin, should you suggest to your girlfriend that she quit her job? Because I don't think I would ever.
Three dates.
This work thing, it's a thing of the past.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, you got the BSer. I think like a name dropper, a guy who says, "Oh, I know someone who does this." I mean,
big
that's
pretender.
Yeah. We can guess that, right? Yeah. Are we correct?
Well, here's the thing: every woman has definitely met a BSer, and a BSer is that man who some of women are in a long-term relationship with them. They may be engaged, they have a child by them, they live together, but he never fully commits. It's as if he's still playing a tennis match in his head when he wants to be true to you. You caught him cheating. You've accused him of cheating. Then there's the BSer where the relationship's more on and off again, where you haven't met his family, you haven't met his friends.
He keeps part of his life pretty private from you, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's the type of guy that disappears for days, weeks, months at a time.
Oh, that is not good.
Yeah, some men like to call it the witness protection program, where they disappear. You can call, you can email, you can say, "Hey, are you okay?" He will not respond.
But what a red flag that would be if you're calling a guy that you thought you were in a relationship for weeks and he just doesn't respond. Wouldn't you go, "This isn't meant to be"? I would hope.
You would think so, but I talked to a woman in Asia today, actually, and she has been BS'd by a guy for almost 10 years.
Wow.
You get caught up in it, and you know that he's not the one for you, but you just don't, you know, maybe you do have a kid together. Maybe you just have invested so much time that you're, you know, as a woman, you're determined to make it work.
Right.
Sometimes that happens.
Right.
What about the chameleon?
The chameleon actually is the most devious one of all the men that I encountered. He is the one that can adjust his personality, his views, his outlook, his beliefs, belief system to fit whatever woman he's dating just for sex. So if a woman he meets loves to drink, he loves to drink. If a woman he meets hates cats, guess what? He hates cats. So he is a gatherer of information. So he taught me that he learned that women love to talk. And what he does is as they talk more and more, he then presents to be the so-called perfect guy in her eyes and just adjusts everything for what she's looking for, but it's only for sex, and he's only around for a short time.
And all that's intentional. He's playing a game. He's making her think that he just blends into her lifestyle, but it's all a game, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. And just like the real chameleon, he can't hold his true form for so long, so time is a woman's best ally when dealing with that type of man.
Colin Tate on the line with us. The book is called Is This Your Man? And if you're looking for a man, you might want to read this, ladies, before you go out there. He interviewed close to 500 men and women from different backgrounds, ages, and ethnicity. We have left one more of the six types of men to avoid, and I left it for last because I'm wondering if this is what kind of man you would be if you were single, Bill.
Me? Yeah.
It's called the baby boy.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Let's hope not.
What is the baby boy? Someone who is Peter Pan like and doesn't want to grow up? Bill?
Colin, don't answer until I open it. I have a package of Pez. I want to eat this while you answer this one.
Absolutely. And put the comic book down while you're at it. I got it.
All right.
So the baby boy, don't confuse it with the mama's boy. A mother's boy is a man that just puts his mother above other women. A baby boy is a man that, like you said, cannot grow up. He has dreams of grandeur. He has a hard time holding a solid job. He wants to be in the music industry, a rapper, a producer, a singer, an actor, you name it. So what he does is he targets women and gets them to fall for him based off of his looks and good sex. The problem
that's
is...
That's you, Bill,
that's me.
Right now.
That's me.
The problem is most of the women he targets, he's not fully attracted to them, but they see him as such an upgrade that they will give him a place to stay, food to eat, a car to drive, things of that nature. But this is the guy that does cheat on her regularly, and this is the guy who a lot of women don't notice, but will fake an orgasm with a woman in a heartbeat. And yes, ladies, men do fake orgasms.
That is me all over. It's like you're reading my resume.
All right, but now, so there are these men that you want to avoid, but what if this man, any of these six types, meet the women that, I mean, all of a sudden they meet someone that is their soulmate, and that they can change, can't they? Or am I completely naive?
No, these men can change. See, here's the thing. All men, we know, especially if we're not 18 or 16, we know what a woman wants and what she doesn't want. We know how to be faithful. We know how to call when we're supposed to call. We know how to be caring and attentive. Men simply decide who they want to treat right and who they want to treat wrong. It's really that simple. The problem is women try to complicate men's behavior. It's very black and white. I told a young lady today who kept making excuses for this man's excuses, saying that, oh, he's working, he's busy, that's why he can't call her after 3 weeks. And I simply told her, do you think if he was dating the singer Beyonce Knowles, do you think he would not call her for 3 weeks? And that's when it finally hit her.
Because that's totally true.
Colin, you know what's amazing is, and I take this from my own friends' experiences and some of my wife's as well on the female side, is that you tend to make the same mistakes and date the same type over and over again.
Absolutely.
Why don't we learn from that?
Well, there's a theory that we have in psychology that you date who you are. So if you are dating because you have your own insecurities, then that lets me know that the man you're looking for has to be a certain attractive level. So the more attractive the guy is, the deeper her own insecurities are. But what women don't understand, and men too, is that if the unhealthy version of yourself is driving the car in your dating life, only another unhealthy man is going to get in the car. And that's why you're dealing with all this craziness and this up and down. Because finding love isn't hard. It's just hard when you keep giving your heart to the wrong type of man.
Well, talk about, you know, jumping in the car. It took the guy I'm married to now, my only husband, to have a car and a job at the same time. I thought, this is the first time this has happened. I better marry him.
This is the guy.
He hates that joke, but it's kind of really true.
Yeah.
Colin Tate on the line with us. We're going to take a quick little break here and find out about online dating and things like that. The book is called Is This Your Man? Are you ready to continue, baby boy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. More after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
There are single men and women everywhere. There are all these apps that you can hook up with people.
Mm-hmm.
And people are doing it on Facebook, too. We're talking to Colin Tate. He's written this book, Is This Your Man? Available where better books are sold. Do you have a website where you can also get it, Colin?
Absolutely. Simply isthisyourman.com. And they can get it hard copy of Amazon, Kindle, iTunes, or Nook.
Okay, and I mentioned apps and social media. Are people cheating around on Facebook?
Absolutely. There's a trick that I learned from one of the men. He was caught red-handed cheating on his girlfriend, and he told me about a Facebook trick that he learned from another man, And it basically was when he was out with his current girlfriend trying to plead her to take him back, what he did was he created a fake Facebook profile in the image of the girl that he cheated on with. And so what he did was, while he was out on a date with his current girlfriend trying to win her back and convince her that this other girl was a liar, he was going to the fake page and sending messages to his real page saying, I'm so glad me and my man are out right now. We're at the movies. And then he turned around and said, look, this young lady is psychotic. She's lying and saying I'm with her right now. But it was really him behind the whole thing.
Wow.
What was
That's involved.
That is involved. It's just too much effort.
It is.
It's really hard to lie. Yeah.
On Facebook, all you have to do is hit that poke button if you want to cheat, right? Isn't that what that's for?
That's funny, baby boy.
That's hurtful. Colin, that's hurtful. You're going to be a witness in our courts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whatever.
Absolutely. I got your back.
All right. Finally, I just want to know what inspired you to write this book. Were you one of these six people and you wanted to find out if someone else was like you, or you wanted to help people? What's the inspiration?
Well, the thing, I work with a lot of women and I do a lot of counseling in my profession, and I was just frustrated because I thought I knew it all in my early 20s. But I started realizing, when I just didn't really know much about online dating, that there are multiple men that had their own areas of manipulation. So that's when I sought out to research who these men were that are frustrating and playing these women, and go directly to the source. It took 5 years to get these men to come forward. I had to sign confidentiality agreements. One of the men actually plays professional baseball. I can't even mention what team. So it took a lot to get this book off the ground. So, but that was my main motivation, so women could hear from the men's mouth. Because once these men knew that the information would not get back to them, they were completely honest.
And which one of the six do you think you were before you got married and changed your life?
The ladies, you have to read the book to find out what.
Ah, good one.
I know what he's doing. Colin, I bet if you wanted to, after this book was done, Is This Your Man, you could probably write a sequel, Is This Your Woman, and do the exact same thing, but flip it, couldn't you?
You know, I've had that mentioned to me a lot, but you know, Bill, men, we think we know it all already.
Yeah.
We think we need the advice about women. We may just go to our friend next door. We're not going to spend any money.
All right.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good
There's
point.
There's something to that, sure.
Thank you so much, Colin. It was a pleasure to meet you. Real Men Telling Real Stories about How They Play Women. Is This Your Man? You can get it at Amazon and go to isthisyourman.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Take care, Colin. Colin Tate, again, that book is called Is This Your Man? As you pointed out, Wendy, it's sold wherever better books are sold.
Okay, baby boy.
They always say that. There's also some bookstores with really lousy books. You could probably find it there, too, if you set your mind to it.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about
that
anymore.
No, you're supposed to say that.
Like when you're talking about, like, a restaurant will advertise fresh seafood. No, you know what? I want the rancid stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's just kind of stupid.
I know. But you have to. All right, here's our game plan now. We'll take a quick break. Steve will give you the news, and then more show. All right, it's us. It's Bill and Wendy, and it's WGN.